Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and president and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of CPA Practice Advisor, coming to you with Episode 9 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. I'm here today with a great guest, Jason Hamblin, who is a shareholder with Cohen & Grebe. Welcome today, Jason.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, Jason, as mentioned when we were talking, you were kind of the technology strategist guy for Cohen & Grebe. Tell us a little bit about Cohen & Grebe and what your role is there.
Well, Cohen & Grebe is a 20-member firm in Tampa, Florida. We have five partners currently, and one of which is me, and I am responsible for all of the technology-oriented aspects of the practice, from basics such as making sure that we have the right equipment in place to exploring new technologies and strategies and whatnot, such as 1040 scan and you know, anything related to that.
That's a large role. I mean, there's a lot out there today, and a lot of vendors are vying for, you know, firms' business today. And, you know, it's a tough role. I still run a firm in Bloomington, Indiana, trying to figure out what the right solutions are to make our firm as efficient as possible. Do you find that to be a challenge, or it's pretty fun, too?
It is a challenge, but yes, it is. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff that you get to kind of delve into, a lot of areas, a lot of things you get to explore. And what really helps that is if you have a good support group of other people in the firm to kind of help you by saying, hey, I heard about XYZ, you know, do you think this is something that would help us? So
sure.
It's not that I have to find everything. It's, you know, I have a lot of folks kind of feeding ideas.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jason, with this being Tax Partner To Go, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is, you know, the tax return process in Cohen & Grebe. You guys are using sort of a paperless tax workflow solution now. How long have you been using some sort of a solution to help in the paperless flow in your tax process?
This was our third tax season that we just went through as of April 18th, and we started approximately 3 years ago with SurePrep's 1040 scan.
Tell me a little bit about what the process was like prior to 3 years ago.
Prior to 3 years ago, I have to say it almost seems antiquated. We were doing the traditional paper file system, the traditional, hey, everybody prints out a return at every stage of the process, somebody's correcting it. So by the time we got done, we probably had printed anywhere from 3 to 7 copies of a tax return and had you know, multiple copies of work papers, depending on what changes or additions were made in that return.
Wow. So, I didn't know there was that many trees in Tampa.
Oh, and I think we started using up some other people's supplies on that one.
All right. So you guys had a pretty paper bogged down process, it sounds like to me. So clients would bring stuff in, however they brought that in. And then you guys really, at that point, were you scanning anything in at all?
Yeah, we were scanning things in. The way it worked is we would produce everything on paper, and at the end of the process, after everything was done, our administrative staff would essentially have a room full of files that they would then have to go through and scan.
Ouch. Okay. So you were back in scanning at that point.
Absolutely.
And the goal was to not keep paper at that point.
Absolutely, that was correct. The goal was not to keep paper, but we were producing a lot of it on the front end.
Yeah, and during the process. How about portals? Are you guys or were you guys using portals at all to deliver tax returns?
We were not at the time.
Okay. Are you guys doing that now?
Absolutely. That's been one of the keys to really achieving a true paperless process, and one that actually we learned about from you when we were up at one of the partner summits that we attended.
Oh, good. So tell me a little bit about how you guys started thinking about making a transition.
Well, essentially, over the past few years, we've had a lot of folks that, for one reason or another, haven't been able to be full-time in our office. They may have needed to work remotely or what have you. So what we looked at that point is you know, what's going to make that the most convenient? So we looked at a number of different solutions, explored a number of different areas, and ultimately, going back to a summit that we had attended where you were there, we kind of hooked up with the idea of using the paperless presentation software and paperless preparation software, and the portals and whatnot, and got back from that summit, kind of started putting that stuff into action, and 3 years later, I could tell you that we're probably experiencing, you know, efficiency gains in the neighborhood of 25% to 30% over where we were previously.
You know, that's phenomenal when you think you're working an 11-hour day. You know, 30% off that gets you down to an 8-hour day or just under.
That's exactly right.
So that's pretty nice. Okay, so you went and you looked for paperless. So you had to find a number of things. One, you had to find a portal solution to deliver tax returns at the back end. But that's only a small piece of this paperless tax workflow process. Another is this idea, I think, of scanning documents, which, you know, tell me if this has been your experience, Jason, but, you know, scanning is just a small piece of the paperless tax workflow process. If you don't have the tools to then work with those scanned documents, all you end up with is kind of a halfway organized document. What's your experience with that?
That's absolutely correct. One of the things, and that was the biggest challenge in the whole process, we've had the equipment to do the scanning either on the front side or the back side for years, but it was just a matter of finding that.
You're cutting out a little bit, Jason, so you might say that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened is we've had the solution.
I don't know, Jason, if it's you or me, but you keep cutting out on that one.
Sorry. Hold on 1 second, and I will move to a different area. I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
What we really lacked was that intermediary piece of the puzzle that allowed us to take those scanned documents and move them to a point where we could organize them efficiently and cohesively and have a real system for that paperless process.
Because in a tax return, there's lots of pieces and parts. You may have emails. You might have, Excel documents. You certainly are going to have government forms, you know, W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, and so forth. Then you're going to have all this other, you know, I like to call it stuff, but, copies of charitable contributions, things that really handwritten notes are not necessarily something that's very identifiable in a scan, but needs to be organized just the same.
Exactly. And that's exactly correct. The one piece of that puzzle, the 1040 scan solution, really helped us to organize those handwritten documents, those non-standardized pieces of paper, if you will.
Are you guys using Populate right now as a feature, as an add-on feature?
We're currently not using the Populate only because we wanted to go through the process and have everybody be as familiar as possible with the 1040 scan and organize first before we got into the next step.
Yeah, I think that's smart. I've talked to firms that sometimes move, sometimes too quickly. We're kind of in the same boat that you guys are in our firm. We're trying to get everybody tightened down on this scan, organized, and working with the tool process. But I think I can see the day when Populate can be really relevant in our firm.
Absolutely. I would 100% agree. I think one of the other hesitations is people fear that, hey, my job's going to become obsolete.
Yeah.
When we have a populate feature, when in fact it's really not the case, what it'll do is it'll help us to channel our time and efforts into areas that are more valuable, such as coming up with better tax-saving strategies, planning techniques, et cetera, going forward.
So what you guys did, Jason, is you went out about 3 years ago and you said, okay, what's the best scanning solution to fulfill our needs? And you guys landed on SurePrep, and you've mentioned, 1040 Scan, but that's a product by them that you guys are now using, right?
Correct.
And then you're probably also using a product by them called their Binder.
Yes, we do. Yes, the Binder has been an excellent solution for us.
So the Scan, the 1040 Scan you're using really is a product that will scan and organize as many government forms as it can. And I've seen it work. It's pretty accurate in that. But then the Binder tool takes that scan and then allows you guys to do what with it?
Well, the Binder really allows us to go ahead and work efficiently on the work papers without allowing us to easily add notes, move papers around within a file or document, and then when we're done with it, then the Binder is easily convertible to a static PDF file that's at that point not easily alterable.
Now, you guys, what tax software do you guys use, Jason?
We currently use UltraTax CS.
All right, so you're using UltraTax from Thompson, and as I understand it, the Binder tool will read your file structure, if you will, or your pro forma data from UltraTax. It also reads Blacert and ProSystemFX and other products as well. But when you get into the Binder, you have a tree view, as I understand it, that allows you to organize documents just the way you would put them into UltraTax.
Absolutely. And what you hit on there is the fact that it does, in fact, go in and read our UltraTax file. And I have to say it's practically flawless in that aspect or in that regard, because it truly does pick up on things and gives you an opportunity to match up documents if it's unsure of something, where that piece of paper might go, what form it might be on, and gives you an opportunity to go ahead and put that in there before it gives you that Binder presentation.
So a 20 person firm, Jason, is a good size firm. You know, the most firms, I mean, 90%+ of firms have fewer than 10 people. So you guys are a good size firm. How tough was it for you guys to make this transition from this back end scanning mode to really what probably should be a front end scan, because you're going to use this tool to prepare the return? How tough was that, and what did you guys do to make that easier?
Excuse me. Well, I think like anything, change is always kind of a scary word or scary topic. And ultimately, the thing that we used is kind of the notion that, hey, if everybody spends the time to learn this process, essentially what we're going to end up at the end of the day is a way to get as much done as possible, if not more, in a lot less time, a lot more efficiently, and then also be able to reach out to our clients when they've asked us for advice or, asked for other help in a more timely manner. If we can tell our people that, hey, we're going to be more responsive, we're going to be able to do our jobs better, and at the end of the day, it's going to take you less time to do that, typically that's a pretty good incentive.
Absolutely. So, Jason, let me see if I can articulate what I think I hear you saying is your process now for 1040s. Do you guys send out organizers?
Yes, we do, via email.
So you have the email organizer going out. And so at some point, the taxpayer, the client, brings data into you, or maybe they scan and upload data to you one way or the other, right?
Correct. Actually, we encourage it via fax or email wherever possible.
Yeah. So then you get this data in. You probably create this PDF out of this, and you use SurePrep to upload it and get it scanned and organized. And
correct.
You probably have a person on the front end doing that. Is that an administrative person?
Well, typically, because the software has functioned so well for us and we've got the process down, we'll have our staff person bring that information in, and then go ahead and get that tax return prepared in kind of in one step.
Okay, so you have a preparer that pulls that, gathers that data, which is pretty quick to do, pushes it up to SurePrep, which is, you know, a cloud-based solution at that point that's going to organize the documents.
Correct.
That typically, what's your experience time-wise getting that file back?
Time-wise has been very good. It's usually, I would say usually within 20 to 30 minutes now, depending on peak times or, you know, what server availability there is at the time. You know, it may take a little bit longer, but nothing that's detrimental to the process.
Okay. So they get that file back, and then they have this workflow tool, which is called Binder, that then they, I'm assuming that your preparer then goes through and puts all their notes in and gathers data that maybe hasn't come in yet and all those pieces and parts and really kind of prepares the return on screen from an electronic document that's on screen. Does that sound reasonable?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do.
Okay. And then you probably at that point transfer that electronic document to somebody that's going to review the return.
Yeah.
When I say transfer, it's really just a matter of saying, hey, I'm going to assign it to this reviewer. In the process, there's no paper being transferred around. Would that be right?
That's correct. You simply press a transfer button. You've got a list of people to select from. That individual then gets an email that says, hey, this return is now in your within your list of returns to look at, review, et cetera, and from there the process continues.
Great. So your reviewer finishes this up. After your reviewer is done, what do you guys do next?
Well, at that point, depending on what the tier structure is, with some of our more complex returns, we may have,
sure.
You know, it may go through a manager to a shareholder. Sometimes it'll go directly to a shareholder. But at that point, I know in my case, as a shareholder on the job, I'll go ahead and PDF the file from SurePrep, which is as simple as hitting a one button and then proceeding through a little list of prompts, and then we get the PDF file, which then we store in our electronic document management, and then I go ahead and send out an electronic copy of the return to the taxpayer for them to approve, sign the e-file authorization, and fax or email back to me, and then the return's filed.
And then do you send that out to that taxpayer via a portal at that point?
We do a combination of things depending on the client. Some will use portals for, and others will send it to them in a secured, password-protected email.
Got it. The binder tool, as you mentioned, allows you, once you're ready, to create a PDF. And the benefit of that is to have a static representation of what you use to prepare the return?
Correct. It also allows for a standardized archive or document format. So that, you know, years down the road, you know, if, for example, if SurePrep evolves at that point into something different, you know, where they're doing something with a different binder system, et cetera, we're not having to have, you know, the software from years ago on there. We just have the PDF document that it produced and which is such a widely used format nowadays that pretty much anybody can open it.
Got it. Great idea. And as I understand it, when you print it from the binder, you could print it with notes, with review notes, or you could print a clean copy that you may want to eventually put up on a portal for your client to have their source documents all organized out there with their tax return.
Absolutely. The program is very flexible in allowing you to do either or both.
Great. Well, Jason, sounds like you guys have this thing figured out.
It has saved us a lot of time and energy, and we're grateful that those products are out there.
If you could use SurePrep again, would you do it?
Absolutely. We actually just signed up for next tax season last week.
Well, that's the best testimony you can have. So, well, Jason, I really appreciate your time today. Great story. Sounds like you guys have a great firm down in Tampa. So best of luck with the rest of the year.
Thank you, Darren. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
To ask questions or leave comments about our podcast, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.